Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Muslims in Jerusalem will fight for the Temple Mount to remain Islamic. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
People may not remember, Al-Aqsa is the mosque we're talking about, is that pewter dome building, the gold dome building, really not a mosque, but a commemorative building. But Al-Aqsa's director is making this statement, and when they talk about Al-Aqsa, they talk about the mosque, but the entire Temple Mount, that it's going to stay and remain Islamic. He said the Muslim people in the eastern part of the city of Jerusalem will stand up and protect it. Now, this is a controversy, of course, that's going to continue on till Jesus Christ comes back. Al-Aqsa is now supposedly Islamic, but it's going to be Jewish and Christian when Jesus rules and reigns from there. What we know now could be the controversy Zechariah was talking about, could it not?
Well, it certainly seems to be leading up to that. And, you know, Jimmy, we have to point out that Al-Aqsa started out as a church. It was originally a Byzantine Christian church that was, quote, converted by the Muslims after they attacked Jerusalem and captured the Temple Mount. This was in the 6th century, I believe, and of course closed the Christian church down and turned it into a mosque, and thereby the Christians couldn't worship there. Well, that's very similar to the Sophia, former cathedral in Istanbul that we talked about last week. Originally, that was a church and the head of the Byzantine Christian Empire, really. So this was a part of it in Jerusalem. So there's every reason for Christians and Jews, of course, Jews had their temple there for many, many centuries before any mosque was there, that Islam existed at all. So there's very good reasons for Jews and Christians to have claims on Al-Aqsa, on the Temple Mount. But of course, the Muslims have dug their heels in on that as well, and no way they will ever willingly give over any sort of control there. But as I've said before, in the midst of a great war, we're going to probably see some major changes like we did in the 67 war, where Israel ended up being three times larger in terms of the land it controlled than before the war started. So dramatic things do happen in major wars everywhere, but certainly in the Middle East. We'll have to stay tuned for that.
David Dolan explaining why the Muslims in Jerusalem will fight for the control of the Temple Mount. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. I mentioned the prophetic passage of Zechariah, that's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 2, where the Lord says that the Temple Mount in Jerusalem will be the center of controversy in the last days. David's report is evidence that Zechariah's statement is true. This sacred piece of real estate to the Jewish people is also wanted by the Muslim world. The truth be known, Zechariah's prophecy is being fulfilled today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...